Well, if say if a colored person or a nigger was mad at you, and he wanted to try and say something nasty about you, but it would be behind your back, what do you know any words that he might use? Say just say a nigger wanted to say something bad about a white person.
Well, I don't want to be facetious about it, but I don't think one ever said anything bad about me.
No, I'm not meaning yourself. Sir. I mean just say anybody. I'm just saying a member of the white race. No, I didn't mean to imply that.
I don't know.
Well, I think they say white folks, white trash, don't they?
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Pretty bad. Mm-hmm. We were not there. You have to ask country folks what they call it.
I see.
We are somehow or another. I don't know whether this is what you want or not, but we have been so far apart, yet so near. Mm-hmm. They knew their place, and they knew we wasn't tinged. We wasn't even yellow a little bit. We were white folks, and they were Negroes. And we never did have to tell them. We were not on the borderline. I don't know how to tell you what I want you to know.
No, I know what you're talking about. At least I think I do.
We were so far apart.
Yeah.
We never had anything in common. Only he was working for me for a certain price. Mm-hmm. And I always made it plain that whenever he thought he could improve himself, to go get it.
Yeah.
Never have tried to keep on.
Yeah.
And we've enjoyed a closeness, and at the same time far apart. I don't know.
I know what you're talking about. It's
it was a relation that was pleasant and all that. If they were sick, he was there to see them and things like that. It was a matter of feeling responsible for them.
For instance, not very long ago, not very many years ago, we got a good nigger, and he's been here a long time. And late in the afternoon, we were going to churches every night. And late in the afternoon, of course, sent me down to his house. His wife happened to be out washwoman, still is. And turned around down there in the car, it had come a little shower, and this old red dirt, the little mud, and the impression the tires made. When Will came in from work just about sundown, he found that and he asked Harriet, his wife, said, "That Captain Chip's car been down?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I got to go to the house." We were eating supper early. It wasn't quite dark because we were going to church at night, and Will tapped on the door and he said, "No, I'm fixing to make a little fuss out here." The car was standing right at the steps, right back there. He said, "I'm thinking to make a little fuss on here, change the tire. When you turn around down to my house, one of your tires made a mark about twice wide as it ought to be. It's near about flat. And I knew you and Miss Cole were going to church every night, and I didn't want you to have to change that tire between here unless that I'm going to think to make a little fuss on here, jacking it up."
That's really thoughtful.
Now, that's the best example that I can tell about the relationship. There was no pressure on that, you know.
Yeah, that's really nice. That's just being really nice.
That I thought could.
I got one.
Come on.
Yesterday, a colored woman who is the wife of a man who is written up in the book, who used to be our allotment, called and said that Mr. Winford Hines told me there was a book Captain Shep wrote.